We were created to dominate. Jesus did not come here and he was just a passive man. You know what I mean by that? Just anything goes. Any little thing, he just a little weak man that couldn't do nothing. No, he came, he dominated the devil, and every situation rose up. If somebody died, he'll make them come alive. Somebody hungry, he creates some fish and bread to feed them. He dominated. Need some money, so Peter, go down to the creek and get you a pole, go down the creek and catch your fish and get the money out of his mouth. Now that's dominating. I need to get to my disciple, don't have a boat, so I'm going to walk on the water.
Ooh, come on.
Come on, dominating. Yeah. I'm telling you, and he created you to dominate.
Yeah, come on.
Sickness and disease come at you, you dominate.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You don't give in to the pressure. You don't give in. Hallelujah. To the stuff that the enemy is throwing at you because you know you've been delivered. And we have been created to dominate. Not to be ruled over, but to put, listen, not to be ruled over. God put man in charge of this earth. Oh, if we could get it. Then you won't be afraid. You won't be afraid of coronavirus. You won't be afraid of any kind of disaster and all the stuff. You won't be afraid of anything. But when you don't know Jesus, you said to do anything. And see, men, too many men, when I say men, I'm talking about mankind now. Too many men try to run their lives apart from God. They think they're so well abreast to what to do, and they don't know. They just have knowledge of the natural realm. That's another realm you need to have knowledge of. If you're going to really dominate, you need to know something about this God that lives on his throne, that gave Jesus so we could be with him. And I want to tell you, I know him. I know him. I know him. He knows me. He lives in me. So he created you to dominate. You are in charge of your own domain. You need to put that down if you think you're going to forget it. You are in charge of your own domain. Revelation 1:5, I believe, says, we shall reign as kings in life. We shall reign as king through one Jesus Christ. We shall do what? Reign as king. How? Through one Jesus Christ. You are in charge of your own domain. Not the devil, not other people. You are so rule in the name of Jesus. I'm going to say it again. Since you are ruled in the name of Jesus. Again, Romans 1:17 says, the just shall live by faith. Who? The just. We who are justified. We are the just. We that been born declared righteous. We are to live by faith. So what is faith? Hebrews 11:1 tells us, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and what else? The evidence of thing not seen. What is faith? Evidence of thing not seen. As I said before, faith is a spiritual force. It is a heavenly substance. And God's word are faith-filled words. This spiritual force works only in the heart of believers and not in the head. This is why he said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Do what? Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. They are full of God and filled with his faith. This is the only way you can please him. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, I don't know if I helped you, but I helped myself. Thank you, Jesus. This word, faith, is the life, is how we live. Faith is what you get when you get born again. So what's going on in your life? What's happening? God loves you. And he wants you well, healthy, and strong. If you're listening to me, hallelujah. I want to present the opportunity to you, if you're not born again. This is why we're here. That's the first thing. We want to make sure that people are ready for heaven. What you mean ready? When you die, listen to this real good. Only in this life. I said only. Only in this life that you get to choose where you spend eternity. You can't get one place and you can't leave this body and then decide later, too late. You choose now. That's why Jesus commissioned the church, the body, to go tell everybody, because it's in this life you choose. Hallelujah. So, if Jesus would show up right now, and he could, I don't know when he's coming, but all I know, he's coming soon. You say he's coming soon. You said that the last time. I know it's sooner than it was yesterday. If Jesus would show up right now, can you really say, I'm ready to go? It's not by works, it's by receiving. Have you received Jesus? Have you made him Lord of your life? If you can't say yes, will you do this for yourself, for your own benefit? Say, Lord Jesus, I couldn't say yes to that question that was asked. If you showed up right now, I don't know where I go. But I want to know Jesus. I believe the Bible. I believe the Bible is true. I believe it tells the true story of what you did for mankind. That you died, you rose again, and you are now seated at the right hand of God. Jesus, just repeat with me. Jesus, I'm asking you to come in my heart. Make me know. Give me life. Mm-hmm. I receive you now. I make you my Lord. Take my life, Lord, and you do what you will with it. I surrender. I give it to you. Because I want to be with you. I want to know the truth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. I'm no longer in charge. You got me. Now tell me what to do. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer, you said those words, meant that from your heart, and according to Romans 10, 9 and 10, you are born again. I don't care if you didn't shed a tear, didn't feel a thing, or you cried a bale of tear. It doesn't matter. You're born again. Hallelujah. Because it's not about those outward things. It's all right to do them. But it's not about that. It's about what you believe and what you receive and what you say. Because he said, believe with your heart. Say it with your mouth.